This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Stimulus checks from the federal government are arriving in some Coloradans' bank accounts. Most individuals will get up to $1,200. That's a lifeline for people like Brianna Hurd, a graduate student in Denver who recently lost her part-time job.
Yeah, there's no excess spending. Like, I have heard of people saying, like, I'm going to buy this, I'm going to buy that. And I'm like, that goes straight into bills. It has to.
Hurd says she still has reason to be grateful, though her spouse is still employed. Governor Polis says he cannot say when the state will relax stay-at-home orders and social distancing measures. He also updated the numbers in Colorado. 8,253 cases of COVID-19. 1,624 patients have been hospitalized, though some have been released. 348 people have died, up 19 from yesterday. Health officials say Denver will get 60 ventilators this week from the national stockpile. It's not clear if the shipment is part of the 100 ventilators the president promised last week. Colorado Democrats and the Trump administration have sparred over ventilators, accusing each other of playing politics with the public health response. Governor Polis says FEMA claimed ventilators purchased by the state. FEMA says that was a misunderstanding. One side effect of COVID-19 is that fewer people are going to emergency rooms. CPR's Andrea Dukakis says some Coloradans are afraid to go in even when they need help.
People who normally would come into an emergency room for complications of diabetes, abdominal pain, and other ailments are staying home. One doctor told me he had a patient with a kidney stone, which is a hugely painful condition, and she told him that she sat in her car in the ER parking lot for 2 hours until she finally decided she had to go inside to get treated.
CPR's Andrea Dukakis. We've had a couple of days of highs in the 50s along the northern Front Range. But tonight, it will be back to snow and colder weather, especially for Metro Denver, the northern mountains, and also heading northward between Denver and Wyoming. It is 51 degrees and mostly cloudy in Metro Denver, 63 mostly cloudy for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.